This is the fans phoning. Eric came on and said that he thought the bookies had got it right, and in fact the Avon would finish slightly lower, which was actually almost predicting relegation. So please give us a call and don't predict relegation like Eric. 08459 570057 07786 20 70 70 is the text line. Randy is in Brighton. Good evening, Randy.
Hello, Hottie. How are you?
I'm fine, Randy. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. I was just like to, I'm going to have to disappoint you here, though.
Go on, then.
Because I think the bookies have got it wrong, and I believe we will be between 21st to 24th place this season.
Are you coming on here, Randy, and saying that we're going to get relegated?
Oh, I'm afraid to say that I am.
And what do you base your argument on, then?
Well, unfortunately, as much as I don't like to admit it, because when I was a young lad at the Goldstone, Dean Wilkins is one of my favourite players, but I'm afraid that the man is obviously on some sort of mind-enhancing drugs if he believes that Adam Elad is a central midfielder and Tommy Fraser can play as a creative wide man.
That's obviously your opinion, and you've come on and said that, but can you sort of elaborate a bit more, please?
Well, I think we need a ball. I like Adam Elad. I think he's a very, very good central defender, but I don't think he can play the central midfield role, the ball-winning role that Alexis Burton did last season. And I don't think that... I think Fraser, in time, will make a very, very good central midfielder in the ball-winning role, but he's not the sort of creative player. Because obviously we've now got the striker who can get the goals in Forster, but we don't have the... Apart from Cox, we really don't have the supply line. Obviously Robinson's out at the minute, but... I don't think Wilkins has got the managerial, shall we say, shindiggery to keep us in this league.
Very disappointing that Bertan and Darren Curry never came back, were you?
Oh, I was extremely disappointed. But obviously, I don't know if what you've heard is the same thing I heard, but Bertan asked to come back after he looked for better options, which was fair enough, I felt, but Mr. Wilkins wouldn't have him back. And I think that that's the sort of same sort of attitude McGee took to Iwaluma. And if you look where Chris Iwaluma is now, making his Charlton debut today, and where we are fighting a relegation battle in a league below him, then I think that could well prove to be a mistake.
Now, Randy, to be fair, one of the reasons that Dean Wilkins and Dick Knight cited that Alexis Burton didn't come back because it would have disrupted the dressing room. I'd just like to bring in Norm here. Players do disrupt dressing rooms, and if it can be avoided, it is for the best, isn't it, Norm?
Well, I think so. I think if he's basically said he doesn't want to play anymore, which is that what he said?
Well, I think he looked at other options, and then he came back when the grass wasn't greener over the other side of the fence.
I think it all depends how important a player he is to the team. I think if he's felt that he's really important to the team, a team member, and he's playing really well, you get him back, I think. I mean, well, you can't just say, oh, he doesn't want to play for us and all that stuff. If he's good enough, you get him back. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay some money to replace him.
I'd like to say that I agree with Norm in this fact. It's we as a club at the minute, obviously, we are struggling, and we should always be looking to progress the squad to make it better. And there's no doubt that Burton would have made a better holding midfield role. I mean, and that then frees up Reed to go and play wide right, which is a creative player we need on the wing. And but Wilkins obviously let his personal feelings get in the way. But at the same time, I have to say that it's probably the right decision to make, because if he doesn't want to play, then fair enough. But I just hope that it's not a decision that comes back and costs us at the end of the season, which I feel it could be.
Randy, thank you very much for your call. Full and frank there from Randy. What do you think? 08459 570057. Randy thinks we're going down.